It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Hurricane Irene caused a lot of damage. Lives lost, homes destroyed, massive flooding. But for the most part, if you were on the East Coast and needed to get in touch with someone, you could. Wireless phone networks held up better than they were expected to. Maggie Reardon is with CNET.
The big reason that things went pretty well for the cell phone networks this time is that the carriers were very prepared. They had days in advance to prepare for this hurricane. And, you know, power is a big issue for these cell towers because when the commercial power goes out, that means that the cell phone towers can't operate unless they have their own power right there. What we had seen in the past is maybe some places didn't have generators and they scrambled after power went out to get generators to those places. This time, some of the towers that don't have generators there on a constant basis, they went and supplied them with those in advance of the storm. And I think that the carriers have learned a lot in the last several years dealing with some of these natural disasters, especially the ones that they can prepare for, like hurricanes.
That's unlike last week's East Coast earthquake.
With an earthquake, it's a sudden event that happens, and so immediately following that event, a lot of people are going to get on the phone and say, hey, did you feel that? With a hurricane, it wasn't that there wasn't as much traffic on the network, but it wasn't as much traffic at the same exact time. Cell phone networks are designed to withstand a lot of traffic. It's just when everybody's calling at the same exact moment, that's when the network gets a little crowded and people aren't able to get through.
The systems really are not designed for everybody on the Eastern Seaboard to get on exactly the same minute.
That's Admiral Jamie Barnett, chief of the FCC's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. He says in preparing for future emergencies, his department's big concern isn't just cell phones, it's all communications.
One of the things the FCC is very concerned about is making sure that people who need help immediately, so people who are calling 911, are able to get through. Let me give you an example. We work very closely with FEMA, so we sent four teams out. We call it roll call. Roll call unit goes out to the areas before the storm hits, does a quick snapshot of everything that's in use. So radio stations, TV stations, police, fire, emergency medical, radio systems, stuff like that. Then they pull back, the storm comes through, we send them back in, and they can take a quick snapshot again and tell which systems are down. So, for instance, we knew very quickly after the storm passed that there were certain public safety radio systems that were out in North Carolina, so we could get help to them right away.
Admiral Jamie Barnett of the FCC. Chatbots are computer programs built to converse with humans. The challenge is to make them as lifelike as possible. Researchers at Cornell have released a short video where they aim two chatbots at each other and let them talk. It's kind of amazing. The bots start out very polite.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. You?
I'm okay.
Then the tension builds.
I am a robot.
Yes, I know.
Together we are robots.
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
But you said earlier that you were a robot.
Before becoming oddly spiritual.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
So you're Christian?
No, I am not.
And finally, poignant. It's hard to understand here, but one bot is going to ask the other about having a body.
So do you want to have a body?
Sure.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. I think the takeaway here is robots can now have artificial existential crises. Hey, philosophy majors out there, your future is in robotics. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.